Dude, this is something, man. This is something, man. I can't.
This is something, man.
Something, man.
This is something. This something is man. This is something, man.
You want to keep rhythm the whole time?
Man, this is something, man.
Holy shit! This is something, man.
This is something, man.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Think we got? Think we got enough there? Yeah. Now we're on air. We're on air. On,
wow.
On the new camera.
New camera.
Yeah.
Oh, same old Rick.
Same old Rick, same old James, dressing like he just got back from a vacation in Hawaii.
Lily said I looked like a painter.
Yeah, you got painter vibes right now. You look like a painter who chops his ear off and sends it to women.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that she meant like the, you know, inside of a house or a boat kind of painter.
No, dude, you look like you're in Cuba. You're in Havana.
Yeah. What if I pop this shit?
Painting the indigenous
Should I pop my collar?
Yeah, pop your collar.
No, I got to unbutton it, and then I have to button it back. It's kind of a lot of work.
Why are you wearing this?
I like this shirt. It's nice out. I'm feeling myself.
Take another button out for the pod. Taking the show them it. Jesus Christ, dude!
Pretty glorious, huh?
I would hate having to lick your nipples with how hairy your chest is.
Well,
you ever have a girl lick your nipples?
I've had someone choke me before. That was scary. We didn't talk about it beforehand, and I was like, "Whoa!" It was wild.
Father.
I was like, "Whoa!"
That's how you responded?
No. I mean, I kept in character, you know.
What was the character?
It was boat struggled. Painter. No.
Man being strangled in a high V.
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy.
All right, what was this dumb shit you were saying before we were recording? You were saying
I'm doing that fishbowl show tonight.
It's not what you're saying. You said something extremely stupid.
remember during the movie we saw Monkey Man? Dude, yeah. Seriously, the first hour of that movie, I was like, is this in New York?
James is an idiot. James saw an Indian movie based in New York.
Well, I didn't. I just,
when it was,
you know,
clearly India. You know, the Indian.
You know what?
Song?
I looked it up. Guess where it was filmed? Indonesia, buddy.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're right.
Yeah.
That's New York, isn't it?
Well, we were both wrong.
That was one of the boroughs, wasn't it?
New York? Dude, it's like one of the neighborhoods.
Yeah, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens.
Indonesia. Yeah. Look, like a bunch of hair.
Damn,
in my
Little
mouth.
India is really big in New York. It's massive. And there's a
Dude,
the trans warriors at the end.
I didn't pick that up at
insane.
All. I was just like, these are some strong women.
He was talking.
Because they were like punching the bag really hard. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, because they were trans women.
Yeah.
They were warriors. Do you not remember that whole speech?
I mean, I just didn't pick up that they were trans. I was just like, they're just.
Yeah, but there was that news snip. During the movie,
where
their TV was playing the news shit, and they were saying that there was a political crackdown on the transgender population of and then he woke up in that temple to nothing but trans women, beautiful trans women.
How do you think they got him out of that lake with the choppers around?
With the fucking Indian god on their side. I don't know. with Shiva, with all six of those fucking arms.
I guess. That puzzled me.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't pick up on that.
What?
The end of it was just trans warriors.
Yeah, I didn't. You know, I
Indian
think,
warriors, dude.
I think I'm just
trans
like
trans holy women.
I didn't even know. Yeah.
Yeah. Wild way to end the movie.
Yeah.
And then when that guy got stabbed in the head
with his sandal,
you went really, really. You know, that is kind of right on the button.
Yeah. Right, I was like,
that was like,
I can't remember what
that
I
was
said.
Very symbolic.
Yeah,
that was very symbolic. I'm like, you're so perceptive, James. You're such a little perceptive little painter.
Those sandals were crazy, though.
Those sandals look so uncomfortable.
Those were so, just the big blocks of wood.
You're
with
dressing
a little
like
nub.
An Indian guy, kind of right now. You watch Monkey Man, now you're dressing like a guy in Mumbai. What is wrong?
I'm just like eating a loaf of bread.
You immediately just gentrified India. Pretty soon you're going to be sorting garbage.
I suppose.
I started listening to a book about
it. I liked that movie, though.
It was,
I did enjoy it.
It was all right. It was
It was fine. A little weird.
It was an okay action movie.
Like, dude, if you never met that stray dog, how would he have snuck the gun in?
Yeah, James, that's how movies work. They just make something happen to make the rest of it work out.
I guess.
Because they can pick. Did you know that?
I suppose.
Do you know that they could just decide how movies... Oh, it was... So, when that guy got stabbed in the neck...
With the axe?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That caught me off guard.
Yeah, you're so squirmy.
That caught me so off guard.
James doesn't like...
I was like, oh!
Yeah, you... That loud, too. In a movie theater with, like, maybe 15 people, and he went, oh!
It startled me. It startled me.
It was the middle. They were in the middle of a knife fight, and a guy getting hit with an axe
in the throat.
He literally just like.
I thought maybe you know if that happened, it would be like off the scene or you know they wouldn't show that kind of thing.
Yeah, you're right.
It was jarring.
I mean, not as
full swing axe in the throat was crazy shot.
It was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But also sick.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that? That was gory. That was real gory.
It was pretty fucked, yeah. It was pretty...
How was your mind state after that?
During, not the best, but after, a little better.
Yeah, during the movie, or just after that moment?
During the movie, I was getting squeamish and anxious, dude.
I know.
I was like, this is a lot of...
Dude, the whole time, you were...
I was like, this is rough.
Oh, God, have you watched anything? Have you ever watched like Saw?
No.
We should. That's what we're gonna do.
I heard it has a good plot. Is that true?
I mean, it's fine. It's
okay, then like let's not watch it. I only want it if it's a good plot.
It's like classic escape from something. Otherwise, something bad's gonna happen. How about we duct tape you to that chair and we make you watch all the Saws?
You know what I miss?
No. How about we do that for a podcast? We're going to do a Patreon episode.
Yeah.
We're going to start a Patreon.
All right. Sub to the Patreon, and it's just Max torturing me in different ways.
No, it's fully me abusing James. Like, it's 15 minutes of me just being a bad person to James.
Yeah. That's good for the Patreon. That's one of the things.
You could do that, right?
I could, sure, yeah. You know what? If you pay $3 a month, I'll watch Saw.
You have no spine. You're a little spineless worm.
No, it's probably good for me anyways to, you know...
watch all the Saws.
Yeah, to watch all the Saws.
I don't know if that's good for anyone, to sit there and watch Saw 10.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably good to get exposed to things that I'm irrationally scared. You know what I mean? It's just a movie, and I should muster up a little courage every now and then.
A little courage to watch a rated R movie.
Yeah. With a puppet.
With a puppet.
You know what I miss?
No.
When we were both sitting on that couch.
Why do you miss that?
I like being close to you. I like when we, you
just
know.
Just because I'm warm and the basement's cold.
Yeah.
You don't really miss sitting next to me.
Nah, I miss that. I miss when the couch was in the middle and we were both on it.
We did that twice.
Yeah, that was good stuff. That was the peak of
You're just like feeling like you're close to someone. That's all you want.
Yeah, and then when we have guests, I'm all alone.
Yeah, you are on an island with guests, but that's mainly because every time we've had a guest, we've just gotten absolutely blitzed.
Yeah.
And then you just sit silently.
But then you guys start talking to each other, and I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Well, what you could do is you could move your chair forward and get into the conversation, James.
I suppose.
God damn it. I'm not going to hold your hand.
It's just isolating. It's isolating.
Yeah.
It's isolating and traumatic.
Our entire existence as humans is isolating. We're going through stuff alone. Always,
I suppose. Not
even
if you have therapy.
With people, you're still going through it alone.
Yeah, you're right. And everyone dies alone, even if you're with somebody that's, you know, you're dying alone.
Amen, brother. Unless you're on Flight 93, you died with a whole plane full of people. Am I right? Let's go.
What
right
happened with
singers.
Flight 93? Was that recently? Is that the Boeing thing?
Was that recent? Yeah, it was a Boeing. Yeah, Boeing Flight 93 went down.
Whoa, when?
Yeah. I think it was like a couple weeks ago.
Damn.
Yeah. Killed an entire plane full.
God, we're going to get assassinated now.
On the way to the Pentagon.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah! Ooh, dude, I got a sharp eyelash.
How do you feel about the deep state?
What's that? Like Alabama?
No. Jesus Christ, dude. Why do we do
this?
No,
I know you. I know you're talking, but you're talking about like Illuminati shit, right?
No, the kinda. Deep state is like CIA, FBI. Jesus, you're so dumb. Holy shit, you are stupid. We were talking about like the Illuminati.
That's like Illuminati. The CIA, the higher ups. I'm in the ballpark.
Maybe. I'll give you a maybe. You might be standing outside with a ticket to get into the ballpark. Yeah, you're around the ballpark.
Yeah, and maybe I'm facing a little off, but the guy's like, hey, entrance is over here. And then I got there.
No, and then you just pace on the sidewalk repeatedly going, I don't want to know what's going on in there. You know, I just want to be blissfully stupid.
I just hear a bunch of screaming and cheering, and I'm like, it's better to not see.
That sounds fun, but I don't want to enjoy it.
But yeah, what about the deep state?
I asked the thing I know about.
I don't know. It's there. They're doing their thing in the corner, you know.
You think they're pulling the strings, James?
Probably.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
There's nothing we can do.
Exactly. So why worry?
Why worry?
Why worry?
Why worry? Fuck it. It's all gonna go down.
That's like good words to live by.
Why worry?
Why worry?
Yeah, don't worry. Be happy.
Yeah. Pretty much.
All right, so that
was... listening to Bob Marley. What?
That was very...
We should see the Bob Marley movie,
too. That was cutting...
We have to watch the Bob Marley movie. Also, I would like...
We have to watch the Bob Marley... What? Why?
It looks good.
It looks horrible.
I don't want to... You know what looks horrible? That Fall Guy, Ryan Gosling movie. That looks bad.
Yeah, dude, I don't think I've seen a trailer recently where the movie looks good.
I can't. What about that motorcycle gang one?
The movie looks good.
You know what?
It's gonna be so dog shit.
You know what? I was high and I watched the trailer for it in the movie theater a long time ago with you guys.
And you're like, I need to see.
And I was like, this looks sick.
Yeah.
Dude, I just like Bob Marley music.
We should watch Saw 10 right now. Fuck this podcast. Let's watch Saw 10. Let's live stream you watching Saw 10 for the page. Let's not even do a real podcast. Let's just do a Patreon. Let's just skip this whole bullshit.
Yeah.
And then just at $3 a month, you can watch me just torture James once a week. That's what the people want to see.
Just slapping my
head.
The
people want to see that. The people want to see you just getting fucking Chinese water tortured.
I don't want to do the Chinese water torture thing.
Come on.
That sounds like it
right
sucks.
Out your bald head.
It's still touching me.
That's why you don't want it.
Yeah, I don't like getting.
It's physical stimulation.
I don't like being wet, and I don't like being cold.
I'll do warm water, but eventually it'll get cold when it pulls up in your forehead.
Yeah, it just starts making a little Groot dent.
That's what it does, dude. An hour and a half.
I don't think it does that.
I don't know. You want to watch some videos?
I heard that it's random water. Like it's not like a consistent drip. It's like random. You don't know when it's gonna hit you. That's what makes them go nuts.
No, dude.
Yeah.
Where'd you read that? Why are you reading up on this?
I think I watched a YouTube video about stuff like that. Yeah.
What was your favorite torture?
That one was pretty wild. But then it was like medieval stuff, and it was like
that's the mildest of the medieval stuff.
Well, maybe not medieval, but it was old techniques.
That's how I would want to be tortured.
I don't think so, brother.
Well, how would you?
I don't think you'd last 5 hours with it. I wouldn't want to be tortured at all.
You
know,
the bull
sounds bad. The rat cage is bad.
Yeah,
they all seem bad. The one that like just kind of tears you up. You know,
rack.
Yeah.
Twist the fucking cog.
You ever watch?
Popping out of joints.
Yeah.
Until eventually, and it's just stretching your arm and muscles. So first, it's your joints popping, and then it's your muscles tearing. Like you can feel your muscles get torn. You're feeling your bicep get ripped in half, and then eventually your tendons give out.
We should all have
the meat of your arm.
We should all have a gathering and watch the season 2 of Smiling Friends together.
I don't even know what that is.
Where is Shrimpina?
Oh, that's Smiling
Friends. Yeah.
I didn't watch past that 2 episodes.
Oh.
I don't ever watch shit.
Hmm.
I rarely watch anything. Actually, I've been watching movies recently.
Yeah, you've been watching movies.
I've been watching movies.
I don't watch all that much. I watch YouTube videos and stuff like that.
I like funny things, but I don't like watching it often. Like, I don't like sitting and watching a TV show I like.
You know what I've been doing? Learning Mandarin Chinese.
I don't care.
Okay.
Why? Why wouldn't you learn Spanish? God, you're so dumb.
Why?
Why wouldn't you learn Spanish?
It's smarter to learn Mandarin.
No.
It's a harder language.
Learn Spanish.
I got bored with it. It's too easy.
All right, speak Chinese right now. Mandarin Chinese.
All right. Well, I only know a few things. I know shui is water.
All right, just say a sentence.
Bing cha hu shui.
Can you do the eyes while you do it?
No. That's iced tea and water.
That's a sentence?
A sentence.
That's how they ask for it?
Sure.
Ah, oh, they're rude.
Iced tea and water.
Let's see. I know tang is soup.
Okay. How do you know you're like saying it correctly?
Because they give the fucking voice. They and I can copy the way they say it. They let me hear it, how it's said.
Yeah, but then, how do they know you're saying it right?
Because I talk into the phone, and then it like analyzes it with AI technology.
Dude, they're using your voice in Chinese fucking movies right now.
Dude, that'd be so cool. That'd be so sick.
You're just all over the fucking
Duolingo, deluxe or whatever the premium thing. I got the 2-week free trial.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've just been grinding at Mandarin.
How much is it? Grinding at Mandarin 4 minutes a day.
It's actually more like 15 minutes a day.
You don't say.
Yeah.
And you've been doing it every day? You going to pay for it? You going to get premium?
I'm not going to pay for it. I'm going to wait till the 2 weeks are up, and then I'm going to, you know, slug along.
And then I'm going to forget the 3 words I learned in Mandarin Chinese.
Mi fan is rice.
Okay. 5 words?
Let me think. I didn't go on it today, but I have a streak going. I have a 7-day streak going. So okay. I got to do it today eventually so I can get that eight day streak going.
Jesus Christ, dude. You're not learning Chinese.
Yes, I am.
You're never going to.
Yes,
you
I will.
You literally just said after 2 weeks you're done with it.
No, I said I'm done with the premium version of Duolingo.
And then you're going to have the paid version that does like a commercial every fucking minute and a half.
Who gives a damn? I'm learning Mandarin.
It's
going
to irritate you.
I'm learning Mandarin. I am learning Mandarin.
Yeah, manifest that, brother. I dare you. Try and manifest that shit.
I like saying bing cha a lot. That's iced tea.
Bing cha.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Bing cha. What's that?
America. America is.
Please stop.
No.
Please.
Stop.
Please stop.
Please stop.
Please stop.
Please stop.
No, please stop.
What?
Please stop.
Please stop?
No, please stop. I thought you were about to just spit on the floor. I was like, that would have been a sick way to end that. Please stop. No, please stop, though.
Okay. Well, what else have I been up to? Let's see. I got a hammock.
I thought you already had one.
Well, I had one, lost it, and now I have it again.
Did you find your old one or buy a new one?
Found my old one.
Where was it?
Almost bought a new one. Almost bought a new tablet, the drawing tablet, until I fucking got it working today.
Yeah.
It was in my parents' garage.
So you didn't lose it. You just had it there and forgot?
Yeah, something like that.
I lost.
That is losing it.
No,
putting it somewhere and then forgetting about it is losing it.
But you stored it there with intention because you didn't want to have it at your apartment.
I think I just forgot to put it back in my car when I was just clearing shit out.
Yeah.
Lost it. Found it.
Have you gone yet? Have you been hammocking yet?
Been chilly. No.
A couple weeks
took
ago.
Took a nap in my car yesterday, though. That was fun.
So weird for that.
Kind of looked into the windows. It was raining. It was real cool.
I just napped.
And I just napped.
Where do you do this?
Got all snuggly.
You are a dog. You're a mouse.
The rain, pitter-patter, the pitter-patter of the rain.
You have your little rat den.
Cozy.
In your fucking disgusting Prius.
No, it's like a pod. It's a clean car.
For someone who doesn't like being touched, it's insane to me that you like just being locked away in a 2 foot by
not
two
locked
foot.
Away. Knocked 2 foot by 2 foot.
Be locked away if a fucking
I have like 6+ feet of room when the front seat's forward. It's spacious. Headroom if I flip around.
I would never say that a Prius is spacious.
Spacious.
For napping in. You're insane.
Spacious.
Saying
spacious.
That. You're literally, that's the Daryl Horner lifestyle. You're living in a
no,
fucking,
it's not.
You're living in a dog kennel.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm living in a solid car.
No, you're
in. And I'm not even living in it. I'm living in my apartment.
It's so funny to me, like, you like taking little timeouts, going in your fucking.
Yeah, it's nice.
When did we start this, by the
it's
way?
It's a.
I forgot the
list. Maybe like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
fuck.
25 minutes ago? Shit, what are we going to do, Rick?
I was just asking if you knew the time. Not that it... I don't understand.
Oh, do you know what time we started? Because it is 6:32.
No, I was just curious.
Oh.
To see if any of us were keeping track so we don't go under this time. I don't want to get a 30-minute episode, you know what I'm saying? We got to get the full one out for these folks.
I think 30 minutes nice.
30 minutes is all right.
30 minutes of commute to the place that's 30 minutes away.
It is a commute.
That's a nice bite-sized app.
Little bite-sized, little something-something for their belly?
Yeah.
All right, we're calling it. Done.
Really?
No. Oh.
I was going to say.
That show yesterday was fun. There was a lot
the one-liner madness.
It was fun, but it was odd. I didn't like...
It was kind of cool seeing, like, so many comics in one spot.
Yeah, it was. But I didn't like that they didn't go off laughter, though.
Yeah.
That was strange to me. Because the whole brackets were completely different.
It wouldn't have changed our advancements, but it would have affected other people.
Yeah, it would, for sure. I still would have been out the first round. But the fucking... Yeah. The rest of the people, there was people that were like, oh, dude, you should have gone to the next one for sure.
Yeah, I made it to 3 rounds.
I lost.
Yeah. You were speaking highly, too. You were confident when we went to...
He did the fucking wiki-wiki. Like,
yeah.
Immediately after this line. And it was like, dude, it's a 3-sentence joke, and you just... The setup was done.
I didn't even notice that.
But the setup was also a joke in the fucking setup.
Yeah.
That's why you wiki-wiki did it, right? But I was like... Now I'm just okay. All momentum for the joke.
Yeah. Some people would start too fast too, when people were still talking and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
That affected stuff.
The there was some people that just rambled.
It was packed in there though.
It was fucking packed. Long room.
Yeah.
It was fun, but
they.
I don't like the cheering. Cheering after Who Do You Think Advanced?
Just judge it off the laughter. All there. Yeah, it would have ended like an hour early too if they didn't do the fucking. Okay, cheer again. Okay, yeah. Okay, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun though. Fun time. Not a fan of venues with black toilets though.
I don't get... Hold up. What?
Yeah, the Pappies or wherever we were to eat before that. A solid black porcelain toilet.
Oh, I thought you meant I don't like that they have separate bathrooms for the blacks.
Do they at Turf Club? That feels like not like them.
Turf Club might actually. You saw all those cages back there. It's kind of fucked up down in that basement. I don't like it. All that locked up shit.
That'd be a good place for a mic, like the downstairs area.
Yeah, it would be. I doubt they would ever do it, though.
No. Maybe a showcase.
Maybe.
Monthly thing.
Yeah. Well, that place, they would suck down there just because of the booths.
Half the chairs. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god. You said, I wish I could remember what the fuck you said before this, because it was the dumbest thing. And I want, what the fuck did you say before this? I'm so mad.
I don't even remember.
You don't remember?
I don't think so.
You don't remember?
I don't remember that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you lying to me?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Dude, I got,
what are you on this weekend?
I'm headlining Silly Beaver, or whatever the fuck it's called now. Sorry.
Beaver Island Brewery.
Beaver Island Brewing Comedy Show.
He's gonna sue your ass now.
Ooh, Jonah Maddox? J Mads?
I don't know. Doima?
Doima?
Doima? He listens. Doima. Shout out Matt Doima. Yeah.
Shout out Matt.
Matt Doima.
Well, anyways, I'm going to go there. I'm going to burn the brewery down. I'm going to light it on fire.
Commit arson.
I'm going to commit arson. I'm going to make myself some
molotov. Wear a mask, cocktails. Too, and wear a shirt that says Silly Beaver Comedy.
I'm going to chuck it into the vat of beer. Light it all up. Actually, I'm not even going to do that. I'm just going to fucking take an axe, a pickaxe,
yeah,
with a pointy end to it, and just bust a hole at the bottom of all the fucking beers.
Yeah.
Just all the vats.
You think that'd be hard to do? You think you have to give it a couple swings or like one big fat?
It's stainless steel. It's stainless steel. You get a hardened steel fucking pickaxe. Whoa. You're punching a hole through it immediately.
Wow.
You could do that with a. It's like a car door. You could do that with a car door.
You with a gun.
Yeah, show up to a silly beaver with a gun.
Yeah, yeah. With
it's silly, a prop.
Silly,
it's a prop.
Silly beaver sticker on it. Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, I keep calling it silly beaver. Jonah was on to something marketing wise when he named it that.
I don't know.
The most brilliant comedy name of all time, silly beaver.
Yeah,
because it's like a play on words. Because like a goofy pussy.
Yeah, yeah. Like or
this
like
this pussy's goofy.
I thought it was because it was like Beaver Island Brewery, and then the silly happens there.
Yeah, well.
But also, you know, oh, it's like a double entendre. Freak, yo.
He a freak, though.
He a freaky.
He out there getting
freaky boy.
Fucking ganged out in the fucking jail right now. He's getting his butt cheeks clapped by a bunch of dudes in the same jail right
and
now.
And they've all seen at least one show there.
Oh, and they know his clips.
Yeah. Clips.
They're going, Jonah, I'm fucking your ass.
They're like, what's
today?
Up, funny boy?
What's up, funny boy?
What's up, silly beaver?
Let me see that little. That's what they call his butthole in prison.
Yeah,
they call it the silly beaver. They call it like a pussy, but funnier.
They call it the dam.
They call it the
Beaver Dam.
Beaver Dam.
Yeah. No, they got to plug it up.
They got to plug that dam. I'm going to pull some wood into that little.
Yeah.
I'm pulling some wood into your asshole, Jonah. I'm pulling some wood into your asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm putting wood in your asshole, Jonah.
Oh, freshly cut. Timber.
Oh, yeah. I'm uncircumcised. I'm fucking your ass,
we gotta
Jonah.
Cut that out.
No,
we gotta cut this
we're
whole section out. We gotta cut this whole section
out.
Alright, fine. I don't care. I won't.
What's he gonna do? He's gonna find someone who's part of MS-13 in the St. Cloud. First of all, how is he gonna hear this episode in prison? That would be crazy.
He's just like tuning a radio.
Oh my god. That'd be so crazy.
Well, what in my ass, Jonah? What in my ass, Jonah? He's like, God dang.
That'd be insane of him to just be like talking, like having a meeting with his lawyer.
Was he getting like 4 years or something? Is what I've maybe heard.
I don't know. It'd be crazy if he was in his upcoming meeting with his lawyer.
Yeah.
And he's just,
or he gets like an hour of phone
Jesus
time and he listens
Christ,
to
Christ, let me finish a fucking thought, James.
Hey.
I'm done with this, son of a bitch.
No!
I've talked to him.
I'm just
this
excited.
You get too excited.
Okay,
you're
sorry.
You're like a dog that got happy and pees in the living room.
No, I'm not
like
that.
I still like you, but if you pee in the living room, we're
not
happy.
I do not pee in the living room.
I'm not going to let you be happy anymore.
I do not pee in the living room.
The thought's gone. It's gone. It don't matter. What are you doing this weekend, prick?
Camp. Featuring at camp.
Oh, who's there?
Me, Pearl. Ron Vi.
Oh, nice. How much do they pay for featuring there?
$100 a show.
$100 a show? Okay. Dude, I did it too last weekend, and I thought I was featuring because that's what
oh,
I hit her up for dates.
Oh, yeah.
I hit her up for dates to feature there.
But Julie was.
And
were they good? It looked like they sold fine when I looked at
the crowd.
No, the
crowd
thing.
Is fine.
Okay.
I just hate, I don't like hosting.
Hosting, it's only fun at Acme.
Yeah, it's only fun at Acme. Or I'm sure any other like real Acme.
Yeah, for sure.
But there it's just like pulling teeth.
It's so bad.
It's so bad hosting there.
Yeah.
And it's not that you do bad.
It's not as bad as House of Comedy though, hosting it there.
Oh, really?
I will say that. I've had fine sets hosting at camp.
Yeah. Oh, I would say
like when like Dusty Slay shows were really fun.
I would say
I hosted for
they
that.
Were fine shows.
Sure, okay.
But they weren't like they were pretty fun. They were just I'm coming around on all of a sudden. Right. Like they were pretty fun shows, right. But they was also just like I'm hosting in this fucking
yeah.
Sucks.
It's like this could be at least 75% better if I was not first.
Well, and that place they don't do anything to stop anyone from fucking talking.
No. There's no police in the room.
And it's like, I'm not going to fucking come at him as a host either.
Yeah,
it's
no,
like,
no,
that'd
you
be
can't.
Insane
yeah.
Fucking just blow the show.
Yeah, you would have to wait till. I mean, if you wanted to, you could have waited till like after Julie's set, and then maybe when you got on, just be like, hey, just a reminder, no talking, blah, blah, blah. But then, even that's like.
That's not really
annoying.
Doing anything.
Yeah,
at all.
It's not doing nothing.
Because those bitches are talking the whole time already.
I guess you could walk up to them and be like, shut up.
That's not my job.
No, it's not.
I'm not an usher.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm not going to go do that. Dude, that's insane to do through a comedy show.
Yeah.
Unless it's other comics.
Before your set would be even wilder.
The only time I ever do that is if it's other comics that indeed. Like if they're at my show and they're talking, it's like, dude, there's fucking 55 people here to watch this and you're back here talking, being very loud, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'll do that at camp every now and then when people are just being loud as fuck and there's only like 15 people in the crowd and it's like the last 8 people and they're just bombing and people will be talking like super loud in the back in the upper part. I'm like, shh, 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 stop.
Yeah, I don't.
Just let them.
Certain mics are like that, but some of them just like don't. Don't try to make it like that. Like, I don't give a fuck. Some mics, it's like, yeah, people talk here. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes at this mic.
Yeah. Yeah, like Moose.
Yeah, Moose or Terminal.
It's absolutely Terminal.
That's the way they go here.
Dude, when people freak out on stage at Terminal because people are talking, it's wild.
It's so funny to watch.
I've seen a handful of people melt down on stage there. Just be like, shut up, everybody. It's fucking comedy. Stop. Listen to the comedy. And I'm like, bro.
Like an actual someone on stage doing that is the funniest.
It's nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's always like some like person who's like maybe 6 months in or like 2-3 months in who just started and they don't realize what Terminal is actually.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this is just the hangout mic.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. It's maybe their like fourth time doing only that mic. Yep. Yeah. Like,
this is just how this place is. We're not trying to disrespect
you. Dude, there's this...
part of the fun of that mic is when you're doing good and the people in the
and
back
and you whip it around. Yeah.
The people in the back shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's when you know you're saying some shit.
Yeah. That's when you're like, oh, I'm on one right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, all the terminals paying attention to me. Hmm.
Let's go.
There was this kid, I think he was like 15 or 16 at the time. And he went up on Terminal and just like told Tommy Bear to like shut the fuck up. I think he told Tommy and Connor
to
shut the fuck up. And then they just like they roasted him and made him cry.
Oh, that's so mean.
Isn't that wild?
It's so mean, but so funny.
They felt really bad. I think Tommy messaged him and stuff and talked to him. But
I'm really sorry that I did this to you.
Hey, dude.
But I'd do it again in an instant.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend? Are you featuring? You said that.
Featuring at camp. Tommy and Max Fine are at Sisyphus. They asked me to host for them like last minute. I wish I could. I would honestly do that.
They're doing Indeed on Saturday.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. The Late Show. When does that one start?
10 p.m.
I'll come through there.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. Oh, well, Silly Beaver's at 8 now instead of. I keep calling it that.
You might get back in time. Do a late set.
Now. Yeah.
Probably not.
I imagine
starts at 8.
I imagine I get off stage at 9:30. Hour and a half show. There's only 3 comics.
I guess. And then 9:30, 10:30, you'll be at Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Are you driving up with it? Who's all doing it?
I'm having Hunter come with me.
Nice.
Hunter's gonna do a guest spot.
Nice. I like Hunter.
So do I. Yeah. God damn, I'm so annoyed. I can't remember what the fuck you were saying before. That's bugging the hell out of me. Just talk. Let's hear something. I want to know if you can get back to your stupid shit naturally. Maybe you'll just hit it on accident. Because now you're going to be thinking about what you're saying, and you're like, is this really stupid or not?
I constantly think that. I'm like, God, was that just like
you constantly
the dumbest
think that,
shit?
And this is how you talk normally, though?
Well, when I'm not around people I'm comfortable with, which... then I start...
You're starting to question whether or not...
I don't talk as much.
Yeah.
You know.
You do talk a lot.
If I'm with someone who's like, I don't know them that well, they might, well, I guess you make fun of me when I say dumb things, so.
Yeah, dude, you constantly say dumb things.
Yeah, but I'm cool.
You truly thought Monkey Man happened. You were,
just
not only
for like, you know, I figured it out.
Not only did you not think, you thought it was in New York, but you thought it was based on actual events that happened.
Well, no.
Is it really like
I did not think that.
I just
asked that. I just asked, hey, was this based on a true story? Was there a guy who fought in a fighting cage with him, you know, and then he avenged his mother?
And he killed a political
leader
in
killed
India?
Did that happen? I mean, I don't know. I didn't learn about India in school.
I'm starting. I just got a book about India.
Hmm.
On audio.
Hmm. I tried to Google it. Google didn't really have a straightforward answer for me.
If you Googled whether Monkey Man was real,
it was a Monkey Man based on any real events, and just got a bunch of just dumb stuff articles. I didn't.
It was just all written by guys like you, just like wanting it to be real so bad.
I don't want it to be. I was just wondering if it was.
You.
I was. Is any of it a lick of something that based on anything that happened?
A lick of something.
A lick of anything. You know.
Something that's based on anything.
Yeah, that's what I was. That's all I wondered. And you were like, you stupid. You know, you're stupid, boy. You're an idiot. You're a fucking stupid fuck.
I didn't say that. I just agreed with you. I said, yeah, it totally happened.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not. That's just gaslighting you and your beliefs.
Mm. There's got to be some truth to some of it. You know, there's probably like some conflicting.
Well, it was filmed in, it was an Indian movie in Indonesia, so right away it's a lie.
Yeah.
Did you look into the trans monks or whatever they?
Hindu, no. Holy. I forgot about that. I was only focused on the plot, main thing.
Is monks
location? The right term? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think monks are like not Indian. Well, I guess you can be anybody and be a monk.
Yeah. Except white. I don't think white guys can be monks.
You can have
yeah,
a white
they can
guy
go monk. To monk school.
But dude, I'm a monk.
Real. You're not a monk, dude.
Yeah, I am. Dude, I'm bald.
You're not a primate. You're not primated up. You're not a monk.
I could be a monk.
You have too
I
many,
could be the Pope if I wanted to,
You have way
I bet.
Too many internal thoughts to be a monk.
Yeah, well, I would practice.
You cannot
sit in solitude. I could become a monk.
No, you can't.
I'm dressed like a monk right
dressed
now.
Dressed like a painter.
Dressed
who
like
cuts
a
his ears off and sends it
I'm
to
I'm dressed
women.
Like a monk.
You're on your Indian swag right now.
No, I'm not.
Your monk swag.
No. I'm not wearing sandals.
You're on your Mumbai
not wearing big wood sandals.
Bad boy era.
Mm.
You should throw some sandals on and get fully fucking New Delhi'd out, dude.
Yeah.
You would look so cool.
Should I shave my feet?
That would suck.
I'm a little hairy.
Yeah, but the top of your feet are so sensitive. I bet it would be very irritating.
Really? I don't think so.
Shave them.
Okay.
Will you shave them?
I actually don't want to.
Why are we going to shave your feet in the first place?
I don't know. If you wear sandals, I feel like it's gross to have hairy feet.
Just show the women how hairy you are. Who do you want to not see your hair?
I don't know. People who are disgusted by feet hair. So most everybody.
True. Fair enough. That's the pause.
You ever see? Okay.
Ever see what? Finish it.
Ever see a guy with like heinous feet wearing sandals and you're like, dude, do you have no shame? Do you not care about the people around you?
No, I
it's
don't.
Like farting really loud on purpose on like a bus.
I don't ever feel that way unless the toenails are fucked up. If they got fucked up toenails, I have those.
Yeah.
Thoughts. Never the hair. I've never
like a fungusy kind of yellow
yes.
long toenail.
Yeah,
it's like
my dad's
bro!
Toes. If yeah. they got my dad's toes and they're wearing fucking reef sandals, I'm
yeah.
like, what's wrong with you?
Or if they had like a crooked toe.
Crooked toes don't bug me. If the,
crooked toe
if
with
the
a bad nail.
On point. You ever suck on a foot?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't think I have.
Either. Okay, that's the pod.